The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Shannon Burke down in Florida. How you doing, Shannon? Welcome aboard. How you doing, sir?
Kimber, Pete, and Flounder. What audio are you getting to there?
What are we what now?
What audio were you just playing?
Oh, we were just playing
Trump
was talking about the jury thing, but the audio, they have him coming out, it's all echo. He can barely understand what he's saying, and it's kind of a shame, but he's flipping pictures of something.
He's talking about the jury selection.
The jurors that they picked.
Juror number five, wow. I didn't like him.
A lot of jurors got booted, and they've seated all 12.
Don't you think it's weird
they seated 12 in such a short period of time?
We were just saying, I don't believe it. I can't, because they have to have alternates. It's got to be more than 12. It's got to be like 15 or 16. I think they have 5 alternates for them, don't they? I think the judge sets with the limit. But anyway, so they've got all those people after they eliminated 2 and needed 7 and plus the extras, and they got them all on this like a half a day. I can't believe it.
But it doesn't bode well. But it only takes one, you know. It only takes one to hold the whole show up.
Well, I think, I was telling Pete, I think, in my opinion, the reason, as I understand it, I don't think the Trump team has issued any challenges to any prospective juror. And I can only assume that they know he's going to be convicted. And part of the appeal is going to be that the jurors were woefully under-investigated by this judge, along with all the other things the judge has done to guarantee an appeal.
One of the guys got removed because there was some evidence that he may or may not have been arrested years ago for vandalism of a political message sign of some sort.
Yeah. Well,
and you could
be
arrested. Trump's people dug that up. You know they dug that up.
Well, absolutely. That's what I mean. And again, remember the Democrats, all the talk show people and the MSNBC and all those have now in the last couple of days come out to condemn Jesse Waters and Clay Travis because they're saying, "Oh, jury nullification. This trial is a sham." You're trying to get on that jury, and they're saying, "Oh, you Republicans would try to hug you." Well, you Democrats just got caught doing it. And the woman who said she couldn't do it because of her schedule, you know, and she was a liberal too. But the only reason she wasn't picked is because of her schedule. But when she got to talking about how, well, I don't think I can really see a fair jury. I mean, they caught her too. That's 2 out of 2 that got thrown out. Were obviously liberals who got caught. And by the way, how come that guy's not in handcuffs in solitary confinement? Federal law breaking. I mean, I talk about obstruction of justice and federal laws up against jury tampering. And I mean, my God. And of course, why isn't he in handcuffs? If he had been a Republican, if this had been if this had been Hunter Biden on trial and they caught a Republican tearing down Democratic signs and he faked his lying stuff on a jury, I guarantee you he'd be in handcuffs and a perp walk on television to the federal lockup. Unbelievable, these people.
It is. And this is going to be, you know, my fear is that the judge wants to remand him at some point, or all these contempt charges, he decides to stop filing.
Good. Finding
him.
Yeah, put him in jail, please, God.
Every one of these things, it just explodes his popularity because people are starting to see what is happening here. We're turning into a third world banana republic where we jail our political opponents and hit them with lawsuit after lawsuit. Yeah. It's blatant. And there are a lot, everyone knows, some refuse to see it that way, because, you know, orange man bad, but he's going to get burned here.
Well, but they also, look at history. I'm no historian, but think about this. There have been political scandals in this country, in every country from the beginning when they're founding. But think about this. There has never been, even the Watergate scandal had nothing to do with this, where they're trying to deliberately make a one-party country so they can have federalized elections and a bigger Supreme Court for enough liberals by keeping a candidate off the ballot and keeping people from voting for whom whom they want. This has never happened. I don't remember a case in American history. Now, I don't go back to the 1810s or whatever, but I don't remember a case where they deliberately, and again, these lawsuits, these are criminal cases, go back years. This case is from 2019 or 18 or something. Right. So again, they planned all of this for the one reason, to have it all happen at the same time, so that of all the four cases, somebody would get through to keep Trump from running for president again. It's a scandal that likes of which this country has never seen, that this country's taken such a stand to prevent a former president, after impeaching him for no reason twice, to still go after him to stop him from running for president again for the will of the people. Never heard of it.
What's the general consensus among you gentlemen there about what the country's reaction would be if Donald Trump were to be put in jail?
Well, Pete, I don't think there'll be a firestorm. I don't think there'll be riots by Republicans, but there'll be a lot of reaction.
The riot will be when they try and keep him off the ballot and tell us we can't vote for him. That's when all hell should break loose.
Yeah.
I think he'll shoot up in the polls once if he gets arrested. This will piss people off.
Yeah, I agree.
No question about it. I don't see, and now again, Black Lives Matter and Antifa were burning down warehouses and looting buildings and turning over cars and setting fire to dealerships. I mean, all the things they did, the Summer of Love and all that kind of stuff. They've been going around. I don't see conservatives doing anything of that. But I think Pete's right. If they get to the point, if he goes to jail, we're all going to be screaming and yelling, oh, my God, this is going to be great. And he'll get out at some point. I don't know what the term he could serve if he is convicted in this case and the judge, sentences him to 12 years or something.
He'll get out on appeal
bond. But the fact that he'll have to go back and get fingerprinted again, I suppose.
Yep.
I don't know what the policy. But either way, when if he gets it, has to go back and at least be in front of a jail again or get fingerprinted stuff again, is popular, it's going to go nuts. But man, if they actually rule that they get away with this to keep him from being on the ballot, oh my God, there's going to be trouble.
It's going to be wild. Let me ask you guys, you're in baseball country up there. I don't know that you read the MSNBC op-ed piece by Jahama Lahama, I forget his name, in the readout section, that bemoaning the horribly historically low 7% of black players in the major league baseball.
Well, let's just take all the races and all the categories. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, the obvious point is that the in the NBA and the NFL each are 70% black. Yeah. Nobody has a problem with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
the place is full of Hispanic and more Asian players, but mostly Hispanic explosion in the last 20, 25 years.
That's what I said.
So there's plenty of minorities involved.
Yeah.
And this is another thing of white liberals telling black people what they should do. Black people right now choose to play basketball and football. That's what they want to play. In the past, it was baseball, but now it's football and basketball. And it may go back to baseball once, football gets proven too dangerous. And they go to flag football in a few years. Maybe it'll, the cycle will go back to baseball. But quit telling black people what they should be doing.
The nerve of these people. It's all these young white women. They go to Holyoke or,
young white liberal women.
Yeah, they're going nuts. I mean, where are the balls on these people? Where are they getting off? Mind your own business. What are you telling some black guy that he really should be playing baseball to make the numbers better? Maybe he doesn't want to play baseball.
But the fact is, nobody cares about DEI in the NBA. Or the NFL, we're all completely happy with it. We're not demanding it at all.
Yeah. As soon as they start forcing young, short, fat, white guys to have to mandatorily be on every NBA team, then they come see me, Jeez.
Do you think some stuff's starting to leak out of some things that were not in Bob Menendez's case? The word is that he plans to testify that Nadine, his wife, did all of these unscrupulous things. He didn't know I came home and he found a gold brick on his desk. He said, "Honey, what's this?" "Oh, don't worry about it, Bob. I got it under control."
I wonder whether he made a deal with her. I wonder if he actually is good. I read the same the documents where the court, where what he's supposed to be testifying to would clearly indicate that he's going to basically blame her for setting up an awful lot of things that he may not have known firsthand knowledge about. So, but I don't know whether he's actually throwing her under the bus because he doesn't really give a damn one way or the other, or maybe she made a deal and said, "I don't want you to lose your, Senate business, but I'll take the, because they'll put me on probation or whatever. I don't know. I don't. Maybe he's going to throw under the bus. I don't know. Either way.
Will they allow Bob Menendez to stay in the Senate?
No, I can't imagine.
Come on.
No. Even Lurch is saying get rid of him. You know,
right.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
I mean, he is. He's still getting briefings, security briefings, you know.
I can't believe it. Well, again, he's not convicted, so it's only fair if he were, you know, I don't know, I guess. I guess he has to still do his job, but I he can't last. There's no way he can last.
Right. I'm sure you guys have been watching what's going on at Columbia University.
Yeah, it was funny. We were talking earlier. I think this is an amazing thing to me for two things, Shannon. One, Columbia University, you're not old enough to remember this, but I, as a baby boomer, back in the 60s and 70s, Columbia University was pretty much the focal point of student protests almost every day by the thousands. They would shut down the administration building. I mean, it was unbelievable for civil rights and Black Panthers and
the anti-war.
Yeah. I mean, there's like four different things all going on at the same time: free love and the women's and especially Vietnam and everything else. And Columbia was all in favor. They said, we don't want to hurt these students. You know, take over. You know, as long as nobody gets hurt, whatever. It was all no big deal. And now Columbia University, basically the home of protests for years in the protest period, Columbia now turns on the protesters and says, we need police to come in here and handcuff these people, hand ties, and get them out of here. And to me, the only reason they did it was because finally, instead of Columbia University being afraid of the leftist reaction if they do something that helps the conservatives, Columbia is afraid of the conservative backlash after what just happened to the girl at Harvard and MIT not cracking down on the Jew haters, the Democrats. And by the way, those are all Democrats, all those Jew hating Democrats. And because Harvard and MIT and was it Cornell, whoever it was, Brown or somebody, didn't crack down, they're all now in big trouble, lost their jobs and everything else. Columbia now is afraid of the reaction from the middle of the country and not afraid of reaction from the left. That, to me, is a great sign. Same with Google. Google fired those employees who were doing the protest stuff, saying, well, you're violating our protest, and you leftist protesters are not allowed to do it. That's two great signs to me about the way they're reacting to protest, I think.
I think there's a bit of dangerous turn in these pro-Palestine, especially campus protests, because they started out being pro-Palestine, free Palestine, and then it was stop the genocide, and now they're literally donning the colors of Hamas, Hezbollah, and Houthis, waving
the
flags
Jews.
And banners, and saying things like, we are Hamas, Jesus.
Yeah, it started off to protect the innocent children and civilians who were getting killed because they were in the area, you know.
Right.
Which is fine, but say, well, let's not have all this killing of innocent people. That I can understand any liberal protester would automatically say that. However, when you get to the point where they're saying, well, let's kill all the Jews, and all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of students everywhere are condemning Israel, and today the 13 members of the Democrat squad in Congress refuse to condemn Iran for attacking Israel, and they also condemned Israel fighting back.
Right, for defending themselves.
Yeah, for defending themselves. My God.
I saw today, and it reminded me, I saw a story, I think it was a Politico, an inside story of people in, you know, a White House, people that work in the White House, aides and such, and instead of referring, you know, they refer to Trump as the former attending or whatever, the previous whatever, they just call him Hitler pig.
Listen, Shannon, I can't believe you brought that up. About 20 minutes ago, we were talking about this, and I was mentioning that very same story, and again, I mentioned the point that, remember when President White Trash was running, and when he was elected, he said, if anybody ever says I mentioned that comment, and I said, boy, I wish I had that comment if I were doing a Republican campaign. Well, Flounder has it. And again, remember what this guy said. And also, and Pete made the point, too. Listen to how he sounds. And I guess this is what, 4 years? Does it say the date there, Flounder? Had to be
2019.
Probably 2019.
It was right when he was sworn in.
All right, so it's 4 years. So it's good 4 years. So listen to the difference in his voice and tenor and everything else and how he sounds compared to then. And also what he says compared to all his people calling Donald Trump an assassin and Hitler pig.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
Well, you got it back, that's for sure. The most negative, hate-filled, spiteful administration in history, even worse than Putty Tact.
You're right, and his cognitive decline is so rapid. That's 4 years ago, man.
It's three years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, decency. It's coming back to the White House, people. Yeah.
Well,
as long as we can put Hitler pig in jail.
That's how he pulled it off. You know, pretending to be a really nice, sweet old man, and he's not going to hurt anybody, and hide in the basement, and he'll be fine if you just let him be
fine.
He'll be fine. I'm sure you guys saw the homeless guy's house he's built along the 110 in L.A.
Oh, no, I didn't.
This guy, it's a homeless encampment. It's between one of those L.A. river deals, the concrete run, and there's a little, maybe at 15, 20 feet between the highway and the edge of that thing, and it's long been a homeless encampment, lots of tents and stuff. One guy had some hammers and some nails, found a lot of old wood and stuff, and has literally built what looks like a fairly decent, sturdy house structure out there, complete with a garden, a barbecue, and electricity that he's heisted off a nearby lamppost.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, that's what they're doing. And again, isn't it funny? Now, the mayor of Los Angeles has just said that she wants the rich people of her city to start donating money to pay to take care of all these illegals. She's not saying, let's stop them from coming in. She's saying, bring in all you want. We just need you to start paying for them. The nerve of these people. I mean, my God, she said it out loud.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Do you see what they're doing in Baltimore?
No, what now?
What?
They got a lot of abandoned houses, so the city's going to sell it to low-income people for a dollar. The only stipulation is these poor people have to have at least $90,000 in their bank account so they can work on the renovations.
Oh, hell. I love it. Well, if they have $90,000, chances are they can afford rent somewhere. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's a joke.
Why are they getting a house for a dollar? Hell, I'll move there to get the house for a dollar.
Well,
and then sell it when put the money down. Oh, my God, pay off my bills. What a great idea. Hold on. Guys, I got to leave. I'm going to Baltimore, buy a house for a dollar, and then I'm going to sell it and put my money back and get my nest egg for the kids. There you go. Boy, what a great idea.
A bunch of developers will come in there, they'll gentrify the hell out of it, which is probably what it needs.
Oh, unbelievable.
Cameron, good to talk to you, my friend. Flounder. Pete Davis.
My friend, you have a great day.
You guys, I love you. I miss you guys. Have a good one. Thanks for chatting with us.
Hoorah! Happy time in Florida, my friend. See you next week.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.